Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E-A, Meehan, M-E-E-H-A-N, address is 811 West 1st Avenue, number 3, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-521-4463, ID is XXX2849. Date of birth is 9/4/1976. Phone is 530-521-4463. So, a single disabled mother. Insurance is Medicare. Pharmacy is Raley's. Notre Dame. It is addressed to. Robert Grigg, G-R-I-G-G-P-A, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of syncope and collapse. Did this happen after she had her COVID shot?
Yeah,
she's dead. Okay.
She has the symptoms after a COVID shot.
Mm-hmm. Dear Robert Grigg, thank you for referring Beatrice Meehan for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you already know. Beatrice reported an episode of ongoing lightheadedness and giddiness, difficulty ambulating, following her last COVID immunization. New paragraph. Previously, she was found and identified to have the biological findings of alcoholism. And tobacco habituation, for which he's discontinued in both substances for the last several weeks, reporting that she's feeling much better. New paragraph. She's been referred for cardiovascular and evaluation and GI evaluation with findings of more advanced appearing hepatic steatosis and her symptoms of lightheaded dizziness that have essentially resolved. New paragraph. Current medications, Cymbalta, once a day, Dr. Bruton, B-R-U-T-O-N, 90 milligrams. Lamotrigine, once daily for depression, 150 milligrams, Dr. Bruton. Klonopin, 1.5 milligrams daily for anxiety, Dr. Bruton. New paragraph, medicinals and supplements. Vitamin D, one daily, 125 micrograms. Coenzyme and B complex, one daily. Turmeric, one daily. Calcium, one daily. Magnesium, calcium, magnesium, and zinc, one daily. Medical adverse reactions, Bactrim and Tylenol. Past medical history. Alcoholism, chemical dependency. Venereal disease. Liver disease, psychiatric care, and suicide attempt. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. General, she reports depression, recent fainting, and nervousness. EENT, she wears eyeglasses. She has a history of hay fever, reduced hearing. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, she has a longstanding history of, quote, low blood pressure, subparagraph. She reports on the average her blood pressure can run as low as 90 over 60. She denied other cardiovascular symptoms. Gastrointestinal, she has a history of gallbladder disease. Heartburn, indigestion, constipation with bloating, nausea, and liver trouble. Neck, no symptoms reported. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary. She has a history of dysuria with frequent urination. New paragraph, hematological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, she has a history of menopause with a previous history of abnormal pap smear and night sweats. Menarche occurred at age 15. Last menstrual period in October 2022. She denied irregular menstrual periods. They are 30 days. Last pap smear 8 months ago. No recent rectal exam. She gives a history of menstrual tension symptoms. Recent breast tenderness. She has completed mammography. She has completed female gynecological surgery. She has three children. Ages 8, 18, and 28 in good health. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she reports some difficulty walking, but did not answer questions concerning claudication, varicose veins, or neuromuscular weakness. New paragraph. Mental health, she reports that she cries frequently. She feels depressed. She has trouble sleeping. She has panic symptoms when stressed. She has a previous history of suicidal gesture and thoughts of self-harm. She has seen a counselor. Stress is a problem for her. neuropsychiatric. She is under the care of a psychiatrist, Dr. Bruton, who also specializes in addiction management. She did not give a history of recent fading spells of paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. I'm sorry, sexual function. She is sexually active. She experiences a normal, satisfactory sexual life. She's had tubal ligation. She denied discomfort with intercourse. She denied exposures to risk factors for infectious disease. Personal safety, she does not live alone. She reports a tendency to fall following her COVID virus immunization and lightheadedness. She reports some difficulty with visual or hearing loss. She has not completed advanced directive, did not request additional information to do so. New paragraph, she did not indicate a history of exposures to verbally threatening behavior, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on September 4, 1976. She's 46 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. Her father is 76 years old and in good health. Her mother was deceased at age 74 with vascular dementia. She's not currently married. She has three children in good health. New paragraph. She gave a family history of diagnoses of cancer, chemical dependency. Her mother had a history of mental illness. There's no family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She has completed college and a postgraduate education. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is divorced. Previously, prior to her recent sobriety, she took alcohol on a daily basis. She smoked cigarettes on a daily basis. She used recreational marijuana. She's currently not living with a significant other, but she has dependent children at home. Occupational concerns. She reports stress. No industrial exposures. Previously, she was a social worker. She reports loss of employment during the last year. New paragraph, previous illnesses and surgeries. She denied history of fractures. She had a previous history of concussion. She denies being knocked out. She denied other serious illnesses. New paragraph, operations and hospitalization. She's never had a transfusion. She has had operations including breast augmentation in 2005, tubal ligation in August 2014, all with gout outcomes. She denies any hospitalization for prolonged medical care. New paragraph, systematic review of systems. This should be neuromusculoskeletal review of systems in general. She reports depressed nervousness, fatigue, lightheadedness, disequilibrium, numbness, and paresthesias. Head, she denied neuralgia or headaches. She's had a total of 4 to 5 possible fainting spells, the last on October 31st, 2022. With no premorbid symptoms. She reported breathlessness afterwards. Her spells were associated with some shaking, but no loss of consciousness, blood, tongue biting, reduced bladder control, or rigidity. There's no similar family history. Neck. She reported infrequent symptoms of numbness in her arms, hands, and legs. She denied other symptoms, new paragraph, upper back and arms. She reported some numbness in her arms, but no other symptoms, middle back. She denied symptoms, low back, she denied symptoms, shoulders, she denied symptoms, elbows, she denied symptoms, wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. She denied difficulty with double vision or visual loss, loss of her sense of smell, taste, problems with chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. She does describe what she describes as twitchiness, which seems to run in her family, suggesting possible myoclonus. New paragraph. She denies loss of motor strength in her upper or lower extremities, except with dizzy spells, which have now declined. New paragraph. She describes some sensory paresthesias in the arms and legs that are infrequent. New paragraph. She denied difficulties with coordination. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of seizures. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Beatrice is a well-developed, attractive, right-handed woman who is a single mother. She is alert, oriented, and pleasant, and today appears to be in no distress. Her immediate, recent, and memories are all preserved as her attention concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 examined today are within normal limits. Her Malpati score would be approximately 3 out of 5. New paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremities, although her lower extremities appear thin. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are slightly brisk at the patella, preserved at the Achilles. Subparagraph. Testing for pathologic and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Sensory examination is in touch, pin, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Cerebellum extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements, and fine motor speed are all preserved and without lateralizing or halting characteristics or dyspraxia. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers induces no demonstrable rigidity, cogwheeling, symptoms, new paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic with preserved hand and heel and toe. New paragraph, Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph, special sensory testing demonstrates no visual field impairment to confrontation. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Beatrice Meehan presents with a history of the development of lightheadedness and giddiness, and by her report occurring after her recent COVID immunization. New paragraph, she has an ongoing history of recent sobriety from alcoholism and tobacco habituation. By her report, new paragraph, her neurological examination is basically within broad limits of normal. New paragraph, recommendations. Considering your history and presentation, concerns for risk for other neurological disorders, we will complete the following. Number one, high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for a more definitive evaluation of any alcohol-related cerebral degeneration. New paragraph, diagnostic electroencephalogram will be ordered. New paragraph, with her history of positional lightheadedness, I am going to order a morning cortisol and 24-hour urine cortisol study with her history of relatively low blood pressure. New paragraph, I'm scheduling her for a follow-up appointment with those study reports for further evaluation recommendations. New paragraph, at this time, her clinical history may suggest that she just had an adverse reaction to her COVID immunization. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.